We're going to finish Mitzvah Shem now, tonight. This kuntres of Hagdom is from Reb Motl Zilber, Zalguz on Zayn. Chassid is the Teres of Baal Shem. I think next Monday night, it's a different schedule next week. I think I'm going to be in on Tuesday and Wednesday, Mitzvah Shem. But we're going to continue after Yontiv, to learn Teres of Baal Shem B'Iyun. We're Isaac in a sugya which is very timely. A nekuda that separates between the Derech HaBaal Shem and really, it's not just the Derech HaBaal Shem, we're learning it's Bechlal, the Derech of Am Yisrael over the generations. And the Beis HaMedrash of the Gra, or the Talmidei HaGra, in modern times, the Chazon Ish and other tzaddikim. And how to understand the sugya of B'chol Drachecha De'eyu. We are being involved in this world, which means working and eating and all of the other functions of earthly existence are not only not seen as a b'de'evit, but rather as the l'chadchilan, the tachlis of the bria, which is dira b'tachtayin and davka in this world, in this physical world, to reveal elokus in this world. And therefore, the whole hashkafe of chassidus is to understand oneself as a shliach, to see oneself in the position that he's in, and that matzav of life that he's in, with his own personal natias of what he enjoys doing, of what he's good at doing. All of that is a shlichus from Hashem Yisbarach, which is telling him what his tafkid is in this world, and brings him into contact with that part of creation that he needs to fix, that he needs to work on, by being mekadesh shem Hashem, whether it's at work or whether it's in the Beis Medrash. And no one is arguing that Torah is the highest ideal. But as we've learned, that each person has his own shlichus. And Bechlal, in Chassidus, it wasn't seen that that's the only way that one can achieve his tafkid in this world. That's one of the ways, not the only way. We're on page 28. It says Yud Ches on the bottom, on the left-hand side. Umeinian zehu gamma shesovra etzel chasidim shesman tar luchud esman trila luchud. Included in this that we're learning is the view by the chasidim that emphasizes what Chazal taught, that zman tar luchud usman trila luchud. There's a time to learn and there's a time to daven. But sarach lahakdish vlosei zman gam letfila. Whereas in many circles, davening was seen as something that one needs to finish. Again, not that tzaddikim never said such a thing. But it developed into such a way of life where davening was something that one needed to finish to be able to get on, to continue with learning. In Chassidus, davening never ever took a back seat to learning. That one has to give a tremendous amount of time to give oneself over to davening. And besides that, there are other things in life that were seen by the Chassidim, that are seen by the Chassidim, as very important avodas in serving Hashem, besides Limud HaTorah. Other areas of Avodas Hashem to which a person must invest his koiches. Included in that, the inyanim of chesed, of gemilas chasadim. When one looks at the at the Moisdis of Chesed and Klal Yisrael. Now, I don't know if it's possible to say with any certainty. I don't know any statistics, but it seems that a lot of the Gemilas Chesed organizations, whether it's Bikur Cholim or Hatzalah or Zaka or Misaskim and so on, that many of them, not all Chas V'Shalom, all Jews are Isaac and Chesedim, but a lot of these organizations of Chesed were started by Chasidim. Chadayim l'kach erchivu b'yoyser v'savoydash l'kama v'kama inyonim. Other inyonim as well. V'ni b'emes yochel yosh zeh garam etzal kama anoshim hisvashlus misuyemes b'lim natar. Ramatol says, look, since in Chasidus there are many other things besides learning that are emphasized, it certainly has come about that there are those among the Chasidim who are not as involved in Limud Torah. Vavada yitachen she'ilu hayum mesimim dagesh gadol yoyser al Torah, and certainly if there would be more of an emphasis on Torah as being the exclusive or the absolute most important way of serving Hashem, hayadava mushrosh ba'even chazak yoser, it would be, thank you, it would be stronger, more deeply rooted. Lahoy misvar shlombo. That's true, that there'd be less neglect when it comes to Limud Torah. Uluma zebelita hayuchazokim yoyse b'Limud Torah. On the other hand, in Lithuania, they were stronger in Limud Torah, b'mida mesuyemes, in a certain way, meyashev b'makomos acherim, more so than other places, when they should gishu sham b'yoser is in your Limud Torah, because in Lithuania, that was emphasized more. V'chol davar sh'ayisim lav dog yish gadol, hadavar mischazik u'mushrosh yoyse. And when an emphasis is placed more on something, then that inyan is mischazik u'mushrosh yoyse. So in America, drinking on Purim became one of the most important ways of serving Hashem. It's a strange thing, but that became mushrosh over here in America, and not just in America, but in recent years, that became like the most important way of serving Hashem is to get drunk and to get sick on Purim. Of course, I'm not saying that in a positive way. I'm saying that in a negative way. Wherever the greater emphasis is placed, that's what we see becomes the biggest avayda. Where it used to be that a person was an Ovid Hashem, and one of the inyanim in Avaydas Hashem was that on Purim there'd be a Simchas Purim. Not that the whole tachlis of one's entire existence is to get drunk on Purim. Ach manu chalasis, sherei zehu darko shalaylam, she'en yuchem laniach dog yesh gorla kol dover. It's the way of life that one cannot put a tremendous emphasis on every single thing. You can't make everything the ikker. V'chein b'litim, and they should gishu sham b'yoyser is inyan Limud Torah. And in Lithuania, since there, the inyan of Limud Torah is emphasized so much, ha'olam eizeh hisrashlus v'yisreifus b'nyanam achem. So there are other areas that were more neglected. It's in davening, and Gemilas Chasadim, there are other areas that were more neglected. V'nimtzeh shekol ha'sheilah hi rak mahi ha'derach ha'yeshara sh'yavalo ha'adam v'amai yesh l'aniach ha'zikah ha'dogish. Everybody agrees in all of the mitzvahs, and we love all of the mitzvahs. The chilukim are depend upon where is the greater emphasis, in which area of Avodas Hashem. B'zeh hi kama shitas ha'shekulam l'shem shamayim miskavim. And there were different shitas. All of the tzaddikim were miskavim l'shem shamayim. And they're all Kedoshim and Tahirim, whether it's in Lithuania or it's by the Chassidim. They're all Mekavim, Hashem Shemayim. Ramam Vaday, Shein Mokam Lermer, Shekevin, Sheitzel Chassidim, Loek Pidu Kolkach, Alhenin Shel Terasu, Umanasa. Shemikan Yimtzel Eha Odom, Het Ter Porz, Lazaz, Lagamri, Binyu, Lamanatayr. The fact that in Chassidus, the Inyan of Terasu, Umanasa, of learning, of everybody learning full time, was not emphasized. That doesn't, God forbid, mean that one should use this as a heter to be mezalzel in Limud Torah. V'lo mishein nochutz l'mot to say chas v'chalila that it's not important to learn. V'chein ha'yu ke'elu shabor l'dei tolus kozos. And the truth is that there were chassidim that came to this mistake. V'tzach shmira toivam hu'ul al-kach. And therefore, there needs to be a very strong shmira to prevent us from having such a way of thinking. This is something which needs to be discussed more. Shekol David Sarach Shmira Shalayavul Dei Kilkul. For instance, I've mentioned many times over the years in Shul, we spoke about this. Rav Kook wrote in one place how we see that by Chassidus, the inyan of Ahava is very, very strong. Ahavas Yisrael, Ahavas Hashem, we're talking a lot about it. The Rav Kook wrote that the Baal Shem HaKadosh unleashed in the world, the Baal Shem unleashed a tremendous koach of Ahava. The whole avoid of is with Ahava. Everything's Ahava. Ahava is a Torah, and Ahava is Hashem, and Ahava is Yisrael. Ahava. And because of that, Rav Kook said, the inyan of the mikveh became very strong by Chassidim. Because of that, the inyan of mikveh became very strong. Why? Because since this koach of Ahava needs to have a tremendous shmira, where there's that outpouring of love, where there's an outpouring of emotion, it could lead, God forbid, to things that are not holy. It could lead to things that are not holy. And the shmira, therefore, Rav Kook said it was natural that by the Chassidim there would be a stronger emphasis on the inyan of tahara b'mikveh, of mikveh. Because the mikveh is more needed in a world where ahava is emphasized more. I don't think that needs to be explained, it's obvious. The mikveh became a big inyan by the Chassidim. Every day with the mikveh became a big inyan, not just Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, or Yontiv, or Erev Shabbos, but the mikveh became a big, big avodah by the Chassidim, the whole inyan of Tikkun Klali, and so on. The tikkunim that were made by the Tzaddikim, and the emphasis that's placed in the Sfar HaKadoshim on Tikkun HaBris, the Pagam HaBris, where there's more ahava, where there's more of his oirus of ahava, so there's more of a danger of the ahava falling into places that are inappropriate. And therefore, it requires greater and stronger gedarim. When it comes to Shmiras HaMikveh and Shmiras HaTahara, which is emphasized very, very strongly in the Sifrei Chassidus, which you don't see in the Musa Sfarim, that there's much of an inyan regarding Kedushas HaBris, Bechlal, in Yonim of Kedusha, you don't see much in the Musa Sfarim. You see your Shemayim, but in Yonim of Kedusha, you don't see much in the Musa Sfarim. Which again, you can't go a page in Lukut HaMoran or Label Eger and other Tzaddikim, where the inyan of Kedushas HaBris and Pagam HaBris and Taharas HaMikveh, all of these, because the world of the Baal Shem Tov is a world of Ahava. And Ahava is something which is very delicate and very fragile. And where there's a tremendous feeling of Ahava, there's an outpouring of emotion of Ahava, it could fall into terrible things, into disgusting things. And there needs to be a stronger Shmira. And that is connected to many of the Chumras that you see that the Chassidim took on, Chumras in Yonim of Tznias. That how that came about, that there are such chumras by the Chassidim in the Yonim of Tznias, more so than was found by other groups of Jews, davke by the Chassidim, again, it's because of the ahava that there need to be stronger gedarim in Tznias. There needs to be more care taken of that inyan of Tznias and separation between men and women that you see by the Chassidim with such a big inyan in the Batei Midrashim and by the Tzaddikim with the women, and that you didn't see that bechlal by other kitos of Jews, but could be, but because the inyan of Chassidus is ahava, so there need to be stronger gedarim when it comes to inyanim of Tznias and separation between men and women. So he's explaining here that because it's natural that since in Chassidus there are other areas of Avodas Hashem that are emphasized, not just Torah, that we have to be careful that there should be a Shmira, that the Torah should be learned as much as possible. You have a person that just learns Sifrei Chassidus. He doesn't learn Halachi, he doesn't learn Sifrei Musa. And he's only the whole time in Sifrei Chassidus that's connected to the Shoresh of who he is, but there needs to be strong Gedarim and Shmira, because that also could be a problem. Like I mentioned in the past that the Satan Rebbe Schusikin was very involved in supporting the Breslov of Chassidim here in America. When he came here after the war, Breslov didn't have anything here, very, very little over here after the Milchama. And he was involved in helping to print the first Likutei Maran, the first Likutei Halachas that were printed in America. The Satmar Rebbe gave money for that. But he was always strong on this. He was always strong that, especially when it comes to the Svarim of Rabbi Nachman, that one should not just learn Rabbi Nachman's Svarim. One should learn other Svarim, not just Rabbi Nachman. Again, the Rabbi Nachman's Svarim are very, 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 very strong. In the Inyanim of his Baidus and the Kedushas Habris, v'chulu v'chulu. And there needs to be a Shmira, and there needs to be Gedarim, that things should be kept in proper balance. Not just to learn Sefer Chassidus. The Satmar Rebbe was very strong to learn Sefer Halach and to learn Shas and to learn. Things have to be balanced in a proper way. There needs to be a Shmira. If a person only learns Sefer Chassidus, if a person, especially if he learns all the time Likutei Maran, Likutei Halachas, which are Kedoshim and Tahar, the great and holy Svar, nevertheless, there needs to be a Shmira. Not just to learn the Svar Makedoshim. Each person, obviously there's a different shiur and how the gedarim are to be kept and to speak to tzaddikim and to speak to those who will give hadracha and how to learn the svarim. K'may kain tzarech l'das gam l'idach gisa shagam im yoishvim loim dem adayin ein muvtochim adayin tzarech lamar al hamishma shal aniach dvar machayim. It goes the other way. Just because, as we spoke about last week, just because a person is sitting and learning gemara and halacha, that doesn't mean that he's going to be successful in other areas of Avodas Hashem. So there needs to be a constant shmir that things should be kept in perspective. Page 29. V'chein gam b'litta hikiru b'nyin zeh. And therefore, what happened in Litta? It was in this era called Derech Tnuah Samusa, Shavisal Salanta, V'shar G'dali Yisrael, Sha'ochzu imay. Where did the whole Muslim movement come from? What was Rabbi Sol Salanter? Rabbi Sol Salanter was a guy in Ireland. What was Rabbi Sol Salanter seeing? What he was watching, what he was seeing, was that there was a tremendous emphasis in Liman HaTaira, a tremendous, tremendous emphasis in Liman HaTaira. But as far as other areas of Yiddishkeit were concerned, Tikkun Amidas, Yerushalayim, Shmiras Haloshen, Shmiras Einayim, Ganav Machaveiro. So Rabbi Sol Salanter saw that things were not going well. Things were not going well. And just because somebody was a Godel B'Torah and knew how to learn, did not mean that he necessarily was a Yirei Shemayim, that he was a good father, a good husband, that he's been on Machaveiro, that his Midas were the right way. And even though in earlier times, so there was such an inyan that there were people, and there were certainly great tzaddikim, that they took all of the Yiras Shemayim from the Gemara, and they took all of the Tikkun Hamidas from Shulchan Aruch, and so on, but over the generations, with the hiskathness of the generations, it became harder and harder and harder for regular people, or for, even for Talmidei Chacham, to take Yiras Shemayim from a Blat Gemara. And therefore, Bisal Salanter, this is really going back to Mesil Sharm, Chavis Lavavis, they were crying about this. That we need to learn Yiras Shemayim and to be Isaac in Liman HaMusa. The Savush is Elmanei She'ein Nigash Mutar Ba'ofen HaNachon. The Psel Salanter and the other Bali Musa felt that Torah was not being the way of Liman HaTorah, and Yiddishkeit was not being approached in the right way. The Chosel HaMatanoim Shetzarech Lios Lefnei Liman HaTorah. That one has to be in a certain state of mind when you come to learn. How does one learn? And you know that there was in Lithuania there was also a tremendous isnagdus to Rabbi Sol Salanter and to Derech HaMusa. And there were yeshivas that divided and split and there were fights and so on that they did not accept the way of Rabbi Sol Salanter and Derech HaMusa. Not that they didn't respect Rabbi Yisrael as a tzaddik, and they even acknowledged the importance of what he was teaching, but they just believed that this is not the curriculum of the yeshivas, and this is not something that one should take away time for, from learning, to take away time to learn these things. So how are you coming down Berlut? In Lithuania, there were those who were as angry about learning Musa as they were about Chassidus. They didn't accept Yisrael Salanta's way, and they didn't accept the Derech Baal Shem Tov. Well, I mean, they should sarvu shalimud ha-tarah hu ha-kol, because they believe that limud ha-tarah is everything, and that everything will come from limud ha-tarah. The dobe, kulabe, and everything is there. Ubemis inyan ze shal b'chol drachecha de'eyu. This inyan of knowing Hashem in all of your ways, b'chol drachecha de'eyu, ein ze nogeya davke l'gabi inyan ze shal terasa umanasa. It's not just nogeya to this inyan of whether a person learns Torah all of the time. This inyan of terasa umanasa, of Torah being one's full-time occupation. Kim hu inyan kloli b'avodas Hashem al b'derech ha-chassidus. It's in general, the whole derech ha-chassidus is based upon this inyan of b'chol drachecha de'ehu. Sh'odam yochel l'avodas Hashem b'chol matzav sh'rak yibo. In chassidus, one has to be an ovid Hashem, whatever the matzav is that you're in life. If you have a good head for learning, if you don't have a good head for learning, if the Hashgacha put you into a place where you have to, well, you have to be a street cleaner, he put you into a bismedrish, and you're able to learn all that, wherever you are in life. We're talking about that a little bit this morning by the Meimarim Shir, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, the Inyan of Tashrak, and the Avodah of Tikkun Hamalchus, and Gilui Or HaMashiach, which the Teres HaBal Shem Tov is Or Shel Mashiach, and Or Shel Mashiach means that everything in the world has to be lifted up and brought back to Kedusha, Tasha. B'chol Drachecha De'eyu. It's not from Aleph till Saf, not from Aleph that every single person is going to sit and learn. There are people that their entire avodah has to be davke in physical things in this world, in lower things of the world. The main thing is that a person's kavanah should be in everything that he does, should be l'shem shamayim. V'zeu harchove gedola al kol ha'inyin shal avodas Hashem. Therefore, in Chassidus, the whole inyan of Avodas Hashem was expanded very, very, very much beyond the walls of the Beis Medrash. It's a funny thing how you see that by the Chassidim, I mean, generalizations, you have to always be careful with generalizations, but perhaps one could say that you see an inyan by the Chassidim, that Davke, even though the Chassidim on the one hand, nowadays, on the one hand, as far as their levushim, as far as those things are concerned, they try very much to stay in the past. But when it comes to technology, the Chassidim Adavka, when it comes to any little gadget, and if you go to B&H and all these places, I was never there, but people tell me that it's, you could take out a bottle of schnapps, you can make a fabrangan any time. And, the chevra, all of these things when it comes to gadgets and technology and all the tchotchkelech. And Bechlal, you saw that by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Bechlal, he was very, very far ahead and he had a scientific mind. That technology that was very advanced over there from the beginning, I remember 35 years ago they already had hookups so you could see the Fabrengans all over the world. Yes. That was something that wasn't part of anywhere else yet by Bnei Torah. It all goes back to this mahalach of b'chol drachecha de'eyu, b'chol drachecha de'eyu. Shiedon shebechol matziv shu, whatever your matziv is, chol matziv shu hu nimtza boi, tzarechu lavod is Hashem's baruch. Not just in the Beis Medrash. Whatever your matziv is in life, tzarechu lavod is Hashem's baruch. Lefi matziv ahu, according to the matziv that you're in. Again, in the Svarim Kedoshim, you learn Kedushas Leiv and Arim Elamech, every second Torah is on these. He's just saying a hakdam, but all the Torahs are in this inyan. What was Rabbi Nachman talking about in the first Torah? L'stakel b'seichel shebechol davar. L'stakel b'seichel shebechol davar. And there in the first Torah, in Lukut Amran, Torah is not just sitting down and learning Torah inside. L'stakel b'seichel shebechol davar. In another place, Rabbi Nachman speaks about the Torah that was before Maimon HaSinai. During those 26 generations, Rabbi Nachman said about himself that when I'm not learning, there are times that I'm not learning, he called himself a prostak, means I'm like a plain person, like a peasant. And there's an inyan of Avodas Hashem when a person is not in a place of learning, where he's not able to learn during that time. And he's connecting to the 26 generations before Kabbalah Satorah, to the 10 Ma'amoros of Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Tachlis of creation. They're very deep things. All the Torahs talk about this. But what it means to be an Eved Hashem when you're not in the Mesa Medrash. So what happened in that world of Terasu Manasso, which we see nowadays, there's a tremendous Shvius HaKelim in that world, in particular, is that if I'm not learning, then I'm not successful. If I'm not learning, it means that I'm not a real Jew. If I'm not successful in learning, it means I'm a Lo Yitzlach. If I have to go to work, it means that my whole life is a B'deavid. This is bechlal not an inyan in Chassidus. Bechlal not an inyan in Chassidus. B'chol Drach Echadei was the side of Yiddishkeit, of all of Avodas Hashem. Kakash Boruch Hu shechichnis also l'toich ha-matzav hazeh. Kakash Boruch Hu, he put you in that matzav. That in your particular matzav, either because you don't have the patience to sit and learn all day, you don't have the intellect to sit and learn all day, you don't have the money to learn all day, whatever the reason is, Hakash Baruch Hu was the one who put you into that matzav. Obviously, one has to be honest with oneself and to try. But that's not your matzav in life. So does that mean that now your life is a b'deavid? The typical Ben Torah, especially in Eretz Yisrael, who learned in the yeshiva, in the world of the yeshivas, if he has to come to that point where he has to stop learning full time, he sees himself as being a tremendous, tremendous lo yislach, which has a huge effect upon his whole simchas achayim, his whole outlook on life, the whole inyan that he has of raising his children and being a tzebrochna person and looking at himself at work as being somebody that's unsuccessful and being jealous of people who are able to sit and learn all day, and he's not able to sit and learn all day. For whatever reason, he's not able to sit and learn all day. And then there's a tremendous taina. How come you're not paying for me to sit and learn all day? Why don't you pay for me? So the response is, why do I have to pay for you? Pay for yourself if you want to learn. You have to pay for me to learn. So the person could taina, yeah, but you're not really good at it. Well, you spend half the day, you're not even doing it. So then you have to come on to other things to say, well, if I'm not going to learn, then I'm going to end up doing lots of aveiros. So the other person will say, so take care of your Yetzirah. What's it my union? I have to pay for your Yetzirah. You're going to do aveiros if I have to pay for you not to do aveiros. But I don't know how to do anything. So go learn to do something. The whole union is, again, this is all causing a tremendous Shvius HaKelim by many people. Because the musag of not being in the Beis Medrash all day, even though so many of the Chevra, they might be officially enrolled in the Beis Medrash, but they're not in the Beis Medrash. Those who are, Bruchim, they're unbelievable. But many, many, they're not cut out to do it. They can't, for whatever reason, they can't do it. It's not their fault. They can't. It's not their inyan to sit and learn all day. They tried. They can't do it. But since the feeling is that if I leave learning, that I'm leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm leaving Yiddishkeit, and they heard 1,000 shmuzen like that, that their whole life now is a b'deavid. And they have this letter from the Stipler and this one from the Chazon Ish, and they put together a booklet that says basically, you're worthless. That's not what the Stipler ever meant, God forbid. But the Chazon Ish ever meant such a thing. But the maskana that's reached by many people, and it comes across very strongly and oftentimes in a very irresponsible way that it's given over, is that I'm not matzliach in my life. And that this is not the Ratzon Hashem. And because Jews want to do the Ratzon Hashem, Jews want to be good, they want to be Avdei Hashem, and they were taught that the only true way of being an Eved Hashem is by being in the Beis Medrash. If they're not in the Beis Medrash, they're no longer really Avdei Hashem. They don't see themselves as being Avdei Hashem. And then the women are looking at this like, what's the matter with this, with my husband? How come my husband is a person that can't sit and learn all day? Because she heard also 10,000 shmuzen that if you really, really marry a chush of a person, if you're really worthwhile and God really loves you, you'll marry somebody that sits and learns all day. She sees that her husband is not such a big keli. She says to herself, I'm ready to work hard to raise the children and to try somehow to go to a job and to make the money in the family. If I would see that my husband is talking about Talmud Chacham, or he sits and learns all day. She sees her husband dragging around to some minion at 9:30. He's, you know, tucking in his shirt while he's walking to the shtiebel. And she's already been up for 2 hours, 3 hours. So you understand the wear and tear of the women and what's happening with Shalom Bayis. There's b'chlal not an Indian in Chassidus. B'chlal not an Indian. Whatever your matziv is in life, the Baruch Shalom put you, you're happy. This is what you're told. This is what Hashem put you. And he says, do the best you can. And that's called Avodas Hashem. What's your Avodas Hashem? To be miyachad yichudim by fixing the shoe in a good way, if you're a shoemaker. To be miyachad yichudim by being a good tailor and sewing the clothing in a nice way. To be miyachad yichudim by smiling at people and being mechazik other people. And all the other areas of Avodas Hashem, being involved in chesedim and to be miyachid yichudim, benom chaver, benom lamakom, and to be a Jew that's happy with who you are. It's the whole story of the Chacham and the Thomas and this Nakuda. Rabbi Nachman's story. Is this Nakuda? Kekosh Baruch Hu Hichnis, I shall tell you matzav. Who put you into this matzav? The Baruch Shalom put you into this matzav. So you don't have the money to do that, or you don't have the zitzfleisch, or you don't have the head to sit and learn. So who put you into that matzav? It's not that you didn't try. You try and try. It doesn't go. So if HaKadosh Baruch has a tain, is a tefiyah. It's a sugin halacha v'gisa v'yom v'layla. One parish, one parak in the morning, one parak, one parish at night, and the person v'gisa v'yom v'layla. One needs to learn the sugya properly in halacha. And with that, you try to learn whenever you can. To go to a shiur, or to try to have a chavus and learn whenever you can. Umizem istayev gam heinina mavua b'arichas b'teres achsidus. Shal kol odom yezmanim shal gadlus v'katnus. Very much connected to this is what we find a lot about in the Svar Makadoshim, that every person has times of gadlus and times of katnus. There was a bocher that came to talk to me this morning. He starts to say to me, I don't know what's wrong. I haven't been able to concentrate for the last week or so, week and a half. I'm not able to concentrate on my learning. I don't know what's going on with me. And I said to him, I know this is very, very unconventional. I said, okay, so what? Said, maybe next week will be better. So he looked at me like I was out of my mind. I said, okay, so then try to learn something else. And I said, try to open up a safe for me. You'll enjoy another safe. It's happy curses. It sounds like happy curses. So where does it say that you have to learn that Tosfos today? So learn something else that you understand today. So today it's not going. So you can bang head against now. You're going to start writing Kriya and Tisha B'Av. You're going to go see a therapist. What's the matter with me? My whole life is falling apart. Why is your life falling apart? Why can't you be an Eved Hashem today? That's the only way you can serve the Baruch Shalom is with that Tosfos. There are a million ways you can serve Hashem today. Why do you have to do it that way? Who says that Tosfos has to be that way? Doesn't Dafka have to be that way? You can do something else today. Why don't you go visit your grandmother or something? What would be so bad? You understand what I'm saying? This I get thrown out of the yeshiva, any yeshiva for saying these things. There are times of godless and there are times of katness. This is in all the svar. This is rooted in the Zohar Kodesh, Nekis Ve'eri. Again, all of Chassidus is Pnimius HaTorah. And when one learns Pnimius HaTorah, one knows that there are times of godless and times of katness. No one's talking about fooling yourself and playing games and making excuses. We're not talking about babies. And we can never learn, we never ever, God forbid, learn these kind of things in high school. It would be dangerous to teach these things in high school. We're not babies. A person has to be mature. There are times of godless and katness. L'fama nimsa adam b'matzav shal katness amarichin. For whatever reason. Sometimes a person is in a place of katnas amarichin. You see, there's so much atzvus nowadays, especially by yeshiva bochum. Why? Because when they're going through a time of katnas, like this guy in the morning, he's already, what's going to be with me? I don't know, maybe I shouldn't go for smicha. Maybe I shouldn't be going to chinuch. So I said, why not? But maybe today, just go see your grandmother. What does it mean? Your whole life is ruined? Because today, last week, it's not going. If life is over. It's a katnas, so you don't feel katnas amarichin. So what? In a market, shum chiyas de kedusha. Also, I don't feel any chiyas de kedusha. Every time I'm talking, every bacha tells me, I don't know, I don't feel anything late. I don't feel anything late. Okay, so what? So I don't feel anything. So maybe tomorrow will be better. I ask Hashem to help you. It should be better tomorrow. There's times of katnas. The whole sugi of Pesach, if one learns the Pnimis, the Inin of Pesach, Katnas, and Gadlas, and Katnas, the whole Inin of Pesach, Sviya Sa'omer, Maimon HaSinai, it's Katnas, and Gadlas, and Katnas, and Gadlas. The whole life is like that. Horam and Gvoz. Mountains, valleys, up and down. But we're living in a time that everybody wants that should be, everything should be just so, should be just right. In Gashmis and Ruchnis, has to be just right. And if it's not just the way that I like it, in Gashmis and Ruchnis, then I get depressed. It's not the way I like it, so it's not, I'm unhappy, I'm stressed out, I'm miserable, my life stinks. So today's not going the way that you want it. So if it's already, everything's fafal. Everything's fafal. The matzav that you're in, the Baruch Shalom says, be an Eved Hashem in this matzav that you're in. What's the matzav that you're in right now? So Rabbi Nachman said, right now I'm a prustak, means right now I'm a peasant. And what does a peasant do? He says, kepid lech tilim. What's so bad if you take out a tilim? I told that to guy also today. And what would be so bad if you took out some tilim? Say some kepid lech tilim. What would be so bad? Over the next few days, try to finish the whole sefer tilim. You think it's not a worthy thing? David Melech thought it was a worthy thing. Why isn't it a good thing to say tilim? Because this guy was telling me, he speaks to his Rebbe, the Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael, whenever he speaks to him, says, I have a feeling that your Talmud Torah is not the way that it should be. That's what every conversation he has with his Rebbe. So God said, the whole world is meshuggah from this. Crazy. That a boy, he's a 20-year-old boy, he should walk around depressed instead of being happy. He's depressed, and that's going to make him into a bigger Talmud Chacham to be depressed. Sometimes a person doesn't feel chesed kedusha. Sometimes not on Shabbos, not yontiv. And he feels that he's far away. There are times that he feels times of katnas. And he feels that from shemayim they don't want him. They're closing the doors in front of him. And they're not letting him in. So Chassidus lives with this yesod. God is everywhere. Right? Rabbi Nachman, Baki Beratza, Baki Beshov. To be Baki Bahalacha. There are good days, there are bad days. You have to know how to be a Jew when it's a bad day, not just when it's a good day. To be Baki Bahalacha. Sometimes you're going up, sometimes you're going down. That's how it is. The ikur is to be a Yid. To be a Jew. And if right now you have to be a Pasha Diyid, so you're a Pasha Diyid. So what's wrong? But God is everywhere. Im Esok Shemayim, Atziya Sha'ol, everywhere. Leis also Ponimine. Again, not only in the Bissam Medrash. Everywhere. Shagash Baruch Hu Nimtza B'chol HaMakomis. V'afilu B'makomis HaChoshach HaGdolim Yosef, even in the lowest, darkest places. Hoyim Sapim B'Tziya Sva'am Kol Oysa HaLayla. Why doesn't it just say Kol HaLayla? Why say Kol Oysa HaLayla? Because in every Jew's life, there's Oysa HaLayla. That's what he's, whatever that Layla is at that time in his life, it's called Kol Oysa HaLayla. And the Tzaddikim wanted to be Mesak in this Inyan, that whatever your Layla is, you should be Mesak. You should be able to be lichtig to be a Jew. But Kol Oysa HaLayla, whatever your Layla is, everybody has Laylas. Days and nights, up and down, that's how it is. I'm with you in Mitzrayim. The whole Indian of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is that you're in the 49th place of Tumah, and you're in Mitzrayim, and it's Choshech, Choshech, Mechushech, the worst, the lowest place in the world. And the Baruch Shalom says, I'm here with you also. I'm with you in Mitzrayim. Ani, V'lo Hashelech, Ani, V'lo Yamalach, Ani, V'shal. Ani, Hashem says, me, Mamash. Early, even though I'm in darkness, Hashem is my light. When a person is in a time or a place of darkness, he's able to hold on to this emuna. There's no place without God. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to this place. Didn't It didn't just happen. He sent me to this place. So this is shlichus over here for me. What's my shlichus? How can I give covet to Kadosh Baruch Hu in this place? How can I be mekadesh Shem Shemayim in the place that I'm in right now? What could I do to be mabek Kavod Shemayim? What could I do? Whatever matzav you're in, you should say to yourself, "Hinni chaviv etzal Kadosh Baruch Hu." The Baruch Shem loves me. V'chol teva v'dibur shani mitzi mipi, and every word that I say, every word of davening or learning, whatever it is, u'medaber l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, every word that I say to Hashem, v'chol anoche, every sigh, every krechs shani nenach, humamish matamim mishashum etzal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Shem delights and he loves. V'nizge v'nala ad ma'od, and it's very, very great. Every Ben Torah knows that chametz is afilo amashu, but he doesn't know that when it comes to a word of davening, a word of learning, that afilo amashu is a big thing. He doesn't know. Only chametz is a big thing. And people spend the whole time that they, what if chalila there's a crumb of chametz, which of course you have to try to find out. But what about a crumb of something which is good? That doesn't mean anything. Every word of davening, every word of learning, every thought of emunah, every second of trying to be a Jew is poil in yonim gedolim noira noros. Tremendous things that is poil. Again, all the Surah filled with all of this. Ladas ulahamin shoyd yumizet toitzos tovus v'nizgovus, and to know and to believe that in the end, big things are going to come out, dafka, from these darkest times of my life. Dafka, when you're in a place of katness, the biggest things can come out. If you hold on, you hold on. You've been Eved Hashem in those places. Instead of right away, oi, it's fulfilled, it's finished, I can't do it. When you hold on, achazdiv le'arpenu, the whole Shir HaShirim is this inyan. The time will yet come when you're going to see what you were poiled dafka. You thought, like all the stories have from the tzaddikim with the chayes from Lublin by one of the chassidim of the chayes. I'm not going to go through the mice now, but it was a whole thing that he didn't have anything for the seder, and there's a nace that happened, and a yid helped him and gave him every. All of a sudden, he had everything he needed. He gave him everything he needed for the seder. And he made the first Seder, was Gevaldik. The Seder that he made was Gevaldik. You know, he had everything, and it was just him and his wife, and there was such big avoida, and the two of them, they were dancing, it was a whole big avoida. The second Seder, they were so tired from being up late the first night with the first Seder, they both fell asleep. And he woke up and he had like 10 minutes to Afi Kaimus. He had to drink each of the Kaisis and Hagot. He did like supersonic speed. And he was very tzibroch. He was a big tzaddik this year. And when he came to the chayzer said to him, "Ah, I see you had two starim this year." He said, "The first seder wasn't there, but the second seder, wow, it's gevaldik." So this yid Reb Shmuel, he said, "The Rebbe, it means the second the other way." So the chayzer says, "No, I know what I'm telling you. The first seder was a nice seder, but the second seder was half of it." You understand that in the world, if you talk about that in the world outside of chassidus, they laugh at these stories. That it's narishkeit, it's kfir. What's the chayzer talking about? What was the godless of the second? The godless of the second was there was no yeshus, there was no gaiva. It was a prastak, a pasha to yid, being an oivet Hashem, to do what God wants. Even though I didn't feel good about it, even though I didn't have all the kavanas, even though. But I did what I did, just, because Hashem wants me to, I did it. It's a big thing. And what's poil? What's the chayzer said? The second side, it was gavaldi. It was much, much bigger. Some ice from the sauce like that with the seder. There was also a shikir and dinner, and the wife and the children were begging him to get up. Every father in the whole dinner is telling over the Haggadah, and he's lying there shikir is drunk, and the wife and the children are crying and screaming, and it's already past chatzos, and there's nothing, no avikayim, nothing. It's almost by the morning, and finally he wakes up and he says to his wife, "Bring the children," and the children come, the wife wakes them up, and the father, they have a shikr, And he says, Kindlach, I'm so sorry. I swear to you, he said, I'll never drink again. I'm never going to drink again. I'm so sorry I did this to you and you didn't have a seder. But I don't have any strength. I just want to tell you that the Hashem created the world and he created, and then there were the others. First he destroyed and then he created again and then he gave the others. The others a big tzaddikim. And then Hashem made it from them. He took us out from Mitzrayim. He made us a people. He took us out from Mitzrayim. And he gave us the Torah. And remember that you're Jews. And remember, no matter what Mitzrayim you're ever going to be in, you're Jews and you can get out of Mitzrayim. And then he fell asleep. And the next morning, the next day it happened the same thing. The B'nai Sasa said, called him over. He says, I want you to tell everybody about your Seder. And he says, my Seder, please. Rabbi. He says, no, tell everybody about your Seder. And he said, this is what happened. The B'nai Sasa said, you should know that your Seder was Portland Shemaim. The biggest Seder was Portland Shemaim, your Seder. And that massive, he shouldn't have gotten into that. He shouldn't have had it. He made a whole beer chametz and every Pesach he was drinking all the chametz and dinner. I don't know what he was doing. So what happened to him? He ended up like that. That's not a good thing to do, but this is the matzav he's in now. It wasn't good. And he said he's sorry. He's not going to drink again. But in that matzav he's in, the B'nai Sasa said, nobody ever told, since Moshe Rabbeinu told his children, nobody ever said over the Inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim as clearly and as much to the point as you. God loves us. He took us out. And if you're in trouble, he'll take you out too. That's the whole thing. That's the story. I mean, there are a lot of perushim, but that's the story. Sometimes when you say a million perushim, you don't remember the story. That's the story. He told the story. So this story you tell over this mice by people that they lift, they make fun that this is an Irish guy. He didn't say over a Rambam and arrive it by the Haggadah. He didn't do anything. What kind of a seder is that? There wasn't one, brisk Torah that he said over at the seder. It wasn't Yaitz. Hashem's going to show what he was spoiled during those darkest days by being a Jew. Not that we go into those things, not that we want those things, but those times happen. Chassidim didn't make this up. Well, Shemtah didn't make this up. It's already found in the Rishonim. But Chassidim, this is emphasized very much. Because Chassidus is built on Pnimis HaTorah. The whole idea of Pnimis HaTorah is God is everything. God is everywhere. Not just in one room. Not just in one building. God is everywhere. No such thing as any makom, as any mitzias, where you can't find Hashem. There's some people that Davke, they can't find Hashem in complicated, involved things. Davke, when it comes to emunah pshuta and simple things. Geish palm sometimes in life, sheyichayim limtzei osay poshet, ayidei bittul. Sha'af shu b'matzav, sheni yochel asas, l'dabra mu'umah, aval hu nimtzei makash baruch hu, v'doim m'miachalo. Sometimes he's such a place of katniss, he can barely talk, he can't daven at all. But he is able to connect Hashem in that matzav that he's in. And he says to Hashem, I ask you to help me, and I long for the day that you'll take me out of this. And But he lives in this reality of Ani Tamid Imach. I'm always with you. And his soul longs for Hashem. And a person has to know that this kind of avaida also makes tremendous tikkunim in Shemayim. V'shum malach v'sarif lo'hayoch l'asa. And there's no malach. The malachim have everything that they need. No malach can do such a thing. Rak neshama yisraelis yichayel l'asa. It's only a Yiddish neshama can do such a thing. To be poiled such things from this world. Zomei ha'tikkunim sheyehudi oyesa b'lamazah. These are the biggest tikkunim that a Jew could do in this world. Dafka not the mismedrash. Not in front of the black gemara. All this comes from the harchava, from how Chassidus expanded the playing field of Avodas Hashem to include everything in life. This is a big inyan. We just spoke a little bit. He says, everybody has to know this. Chassidus Shabachim. How could you call yourself Chassidus Shabachim? This is who he's giving the Shia to. You call yourself Chassidus Shabachim. You don't know what a chassidus is at all. Bechlal, b'chol inyani v'edus Hashem, iyev shalavar hakol b'erheitev, kem rechavim min hayam, these are big inyanim, v'ruchem eretz mida, v'gam eini chayim l'gvar, b'zah halochis kvuas, rak lahask, l'var inyanim elu, mix us lawyer aleim, to talk a little bit about these inyanim. V'chol echad sarak l'zabayni ba'atzim, b'dvar meil, you go have to go ahead now, mitzvah we will, to go ahead and to learn this from a kedushim, to understand these inyanim. Lahavin dovim yitach dov, l'kabel esam halach, eich lachshib, derech yishar, had to think in a straight way. Lach katz vichim lahisif, levad ulechadish me'atzim, to be mechadish more and more. Commission Messiah, Messil Shasharm, Bessim, a safe of Atta Kari Noim Yadati, Shakamani Taida, Shalachi Lisa, Bessifi Zaz, Kalkuk Yachsidis. The Ramchal says, I didn't finish explaining to you the whole Indian Chasidis. Veloya Marti, Kalmashi, Shalom, Indian Zaf. Of course, I didn't say all that needs to be said. Kain Ladovasov, there's no end. Veinle is Bainin Tachlis. Aval Amarti, Tsas, Mikol Prat, Shapiprati, Abrais. And that's what Ramatul's trying to do, and that's what we've been spending these months a little bit, just to Hagdamas. Asher le yisarti chiburize, on which I based this sefer. V'umash yochel liyos haschola v'reishes. This could be haschola, a beginning. L'harchiv ha'iyun b'inyonim ha'im. To begin to work on these things and look into these things. Kevin shenigla darkam v'niftach orcham le'einenu l'oleches gam b'derech misha. V'alchol chayetze b'zenema yishma chocham v'yesev lekach v'novin tachbulos yikne v'abolotar. If you come and you try to matar yourself, misaynas that they'll help you. Ke Hashem yiten chocham b'piv da'asusun le'yoshe ish ish is dark l'fnei bar that Hashem will help you out. Who is Baruch Shmo Barachma Yivkach Einenem Terasov Yoyne Drach Yolichenem Barachayisov Niske Losis Kavu Lishmoy Losis Nachas Ruach Lefanem. That's all. That's why we are put into this world, to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem. Whatever we're in, Yichvad Hashem Lo Elim Yismach Hashem Amasev Yismach Yisrael Beisim Netzini Gil Malkam Amen Amen Amen. So Mitzvah Hashem will start after Yontif to learn what be in.
Should we decide to say here?
I narrowed it down to like three.
Pretty sure the three.
Yeah.